So now we come to a very important aspect of product mix of marketing on internet marketing. So that's what one need to understand. Product mix on offline brick and mortar can be much wider and have a depth, need not be. So when it comes to internet marketing, I have earlier also said you may have a multiple product line. So you decide whether all lines are going to go online. So whether you have skincare, you have a beauty care, you have healthcare. Now whether you will put all of them or you will have only skincare on online, because you see that that's a major business that is getting traded on online. And later on you have may plan to have. So marketing mix is originating from essentially single P, which is a product and the price. Out here it is mentioned price because among the four, this thing, price many time drive which product you will want to put it on the internet. So if that price at which it is not viable for you to be on the internet, no point in putting it on the internet. Idea of the marketing mix, the same idea when making a cake. And a baker will alter the proportion of ingredients in a cake depending on the type of cake he wishes to make. And so same is the case with the marketing mix on the brick and mortar, marketing mix for the internet marketing, online marketing. So you will create a mix for the internet marketing separately. Continue to understand the product mix for internet marketing. The next challenge for the marketing manager is to allocate resource, plan the supply chain, etc. So that is what he gets into once the product mix is known and decided. E-marketing function also allows him categorization of tools that are otherwise hard to categorize. What it means is essentially e-marketing needs a proper classification and categorization of the product base. So product, whatever that is going on site, you are online, you must understand that customer cannot be made to search wildly. Customer should be helped. Therefore, you often find on the left panel category of the product. So fashion, woman wear, men's wear, you know, shoes, sports shoes and those kind of thing, including the price range they ask you for, within what price range you want to buy, etc. Brands they ask you to choose from, etc. So those are that categorization that helps customers to be very friendly, that your product mix should match with way customer looks at to find your product online. So that's a very important aspect. Communication also helps you to communicate. So once you know the product mix that you are going to display on the online marketing, your communication mix and a marcom, as you say, will emerge. What you want to sell, whom you want to sell, your target segments, where are they available, and accordingly you are able to determine which channel of marcom that you should use. Not only that, the message creativity and all will follow. We are now at a stage, we have understood so far what is product and product related building blocks. We have now come to a stage to understand pricing on the internet marketing. As you know, pricing is a cost that the consumer pays for getting product from you. Cost of consumer is not only the product cost, it's the cost that he also adds, is the time that he devotes to decide on the product, search for the information, etc. So it's a total cost that one need to be considering, against which the product or the bundle of product with service that you offer should be valuable to him, should create a value proposition for him. So that's what the gist of internet online pricing strategy. We will try to understand how this works here. So buyers and sellers perspective, let's understand first of all the perspective of the buyer, and then let's understand the perspective of the seller. Buyer view, price searching customer behavior may be conditioned by coupling of the business knowledge of the customers. Customers today know that internet has the power to offer them the best deal. Therefore, he is always on search for better price products. He knows which product he wants to buy, probably which brand of the product he wants to buy. Then next search of him is always, where will I get a better deal? So now you know that buyers are very price conscious nowadays. However, I have earlier also in one of the chapter session I have mentioned, now buyer needs to be more careful, because there are online marketers who have realized that buyers have lost the perspective of on ground pricing, etc. So there are cases that I am hearing, the murmurs are there currently, that online at times are costlier than the offline off shelf products. So this is irrespective of that, you need to understand the buyer view, that buyer will always search for better deal. Second is, enjoy many online cost savings. And buyers have a choice to save using online available resources. There are sites who offer if you buy in bulk, there are sites who offer stock clearances, sale, etc. Under that, they offer you the same product at a much better rate, etc. So that's a choice that customer has. So cost saving is the next priority that customer looks at when it comes to from the buyer's perspective. Net is the fast and costless. Buyer knows that, he's helping the seller to remove the entire intermediary. So his expectation is naturally, I must get at a lesser cost. Yes, that's one side. We will come, when we come to seller, we will see that seller says, okay, but I have to invest a lot on a few other things. So yes, cost reduction or cost less is another perspective built into the buyer's mind. Self-service saves time. Now, buyer appreciates the kind of support that you render him while he's online, looking for information, deciding on the product, comparing, then getting into the ordering, carting, payment, etc. All those self-service, etc. Buyer knows that he is secured, he is saving his time by doing this, etc. And he has a control on trackability, etc. He is not dependent on postal or other services. He knows that, these people deliver in the promised time, etc. So self-service is another buyer perspective. One-stop shopping. The beauty of this thing is, it's like a mall. Internet marketing or internet, this thing is a mall for him. Like he goes in the mall to buy many products by visiting different shops. Same is the case. Integration saves time. Integration means by being on one site, by being on using other services, that integration support that has been rendered by various online sites, he saves on time ultimately. He doesn't have to go to different authorized dealerships to know about the product and the pricing and those things. Personalizations. If your customer database is linked to the website, then it enables you to personalize, remember the choices that he made last time, remember what he searched for, etc. So personalization will give another dimension of joy, another dimension of value to the customer. Seller's view. Now we come to a stage where we want to understand pricing from the seller's perspective before we come to strategic aspects. Seller's view prices the amount of money that they will receive from the buyer. That's the revenue on which is dependent to make a profit after removing all the cost of sales that is there. So that's what one critical consideration for the seller. About that, floor. So there is always a price below which he is not keen to sell. He knows that below this, he may incur a loss. So that's a floor price, as we say. He is keen to sell always above the floor price to make certain margin, certain profit for himself to survive his business. Get the working capital, have the net profit so that he can either reinvest into expanding the business, etc. We are understanding the seller's perspective again. So sellers, these are the two things, important consideration for any checkout facility. So seller has to offer certain checkout facility. Checkout means at the end when buyer has carted things and buyer after carting finalizes the order, he gets into checkout. Checkout is nothing but other form of a payment completion. So he completes the payment making. Now payment making, you would have often noticed that it takes you to the service provider site. So when you click your basic this thing, you will be told, you are redirected, kindly do not back, space, etc. So that redirected is a service provider site where your key details are stored for the payment, credit card or bank details, etc. And when you authorize there, the payment is registered by this vendor that yes, it is considered as payment being made. So it has to be easy. It is available to them 24/7. Following points. So in the sense, he may have discontinued at a one particular point. So cart is the following point. Cart can be stored. You can exit Amazon after carting certain products. You can come back later and decide. Now today I will finalize my order. So you will choose finally and then get into payment. So those are the facilities that they are looking at. So we come to a stage as to now how do you go about pricing. So that's a pentagon that has been used, pricing pentagon it is known as. Basics you would have studied in other as a marketing subjects. I will quickly try to get you into the essential understanding from the internet marketing. Cost, it is all very different. Cost is connected with the online marketing. So you must be aware about different costs. While you may save on the intermediary cost, but there is a cost of this internet bandwidth building. There is a cost of various supply chain outsourcing that you may have to do, or you may have to in-house build that working capital. Your goods needs to be stored at a very strategic location, warehouses. So there is a working capital, probably that may be higher than your probably brick and mortar model. So all these are costs that is linked. So I told you, buyer feels that it has to be lower, but seller has an additional cost. So with that, there is a trade-off. So that trade-off is your floor price, as I have earlier mentioned. Financial objective, what is that revenue that you are looking at? What percentage of net profit will sustain your business, will help you grow your business, etc., are determined as your financial objective. So you must have that in front of you. Is it possible to achieve with offering so many products, so many service supports, etc.? That is a trade-off that one need to arrive at. Competitor price, yes, that's the third dimension of a pentagon. You may arrive at certain price, but what is the competitive scenario? So competition is offering at the same price or at a higher price or at a lower price. What is their brand equity? Is their services seamless? So you may arrive at a price same, but you can't probably charge the same because you know that your supply chain is weaker currently. They are using, say, like Blue Dart or DHL, and you are using, say, some XYZ courier. So you know that there is going to be some trade-off. So you probably will have to be little lower than the competition. So competitive landscape, their entire capabilities, strengths, etc. will also determine your pricing. Customer's price point, what is the customer willing to pay? This is at any given point of time. Customer, when he starts finding, when he obtains information, he starts building a price point in his mind. He decides, I think I don't want to buy mobile costing 35,000. So now when that happens, he will then get into identifying, he has done his searches. He's gone even while searching, he's even explored iPhones. But later on, he then arrives, I cannot buy or I don't want to buy beyond 35,000. So then he gets into finding that in 35,000, where he gets a better value. So that's the price point. It is very difficult to find out, but that's one aspect of the pentagon. Value, at the end, we have understood what is customer value. Create a value. How can you create a value? Value is a sum total of product and other support service that you provide. Something which can probably exceed the expectations, it creates a value. Value is not one time. It's something that is strength about you, something which you are strong at, and something which you can consistently deliver. So that will give a value proposition to the customer. So that's the fifth point of the pentagon. So this will determine your pricing strategy. So let's get into the pricing strategy. So what are the economies of pricing? With this, there are five variables that is available that you can adopt for your pricing strategy. Cost-based pricing. Cost-based pricing is nothing but this is my cost. I want to earn so much on it. So I will charge so much. You have again two options in that. In actual marketing, you would have studied this probably, but I have a cost. So my 100 rupees is my cost. My profit margin, I must make 20% profit. So to 100, I will add 20%, 20 rupees. Or I have a choice. On a 50 rupees product, I must at least earn 10 rupees. So I will add 10 rupees. So my cost will be 60. So that's a cost-based pricing. Value-based pricing. Yes, I'm offering this product. At the same time, I'm offering A, B, C, D, support, other service, lifetime service, etc. What is it? So this 50 rupees product is perceived or valued by customer as like something he feels ke bhai yaar itna wo de raha hai to 80 rupees is viable. So then that's a value based pricing. You are in a position to command that 80 rupees plus your margin so that you can get into a scene. So but for that you need to create lot of other things there. You have to really create DHL. When I remember when the web tracking started by them, all other couriers have followed soon. But the problem was like when you go there and when you put a tracker number, either their service is not real time. So you get an update which is as on 11 o'clock, etc. While DHL was always giving real time update, or it is not working. You can make out why this is not helping me, etc. So that's what they constantly, and even today, they upgrade their technology infrastructure. So they constantly keep giving real time updates to their buyers, who utilize the service for delivery of the consignment. So that's the value that they create for that. Market-based pricing. So that I told you, it is in relation to the market-based pricing is slightly different than to be looked upon as a competitor pricing. Market-based pricing is also depend on the demand and supply. So if there is a more demand but less of supply, you can increase the price, customers will pay. But if supply is more and demand is less, even competition will have to reduce the price. So that's a market-based pricing. So these are the three approaches that you can take. Fourth, of course, you can take is a competitive pricing, which we have understood earlier also. So competition is working at this price tag. So now where do you want to pitch yourself? So that's the criticality. If you are a challenger brand, you may slightly put in less. If you feel that you are better, you may put it higher, kind of thing. So that's where your competition-based pricing aspects come into picture. Cost-based pricing is the I have already discussed this with you. In the earlier slide. So it's like a profit that you expect out of your pricing, either in percentage form or in a value form that you add to the cost that you have. Value-based pricing takes more effort to increase your profit because, yes, as I mentioned to you, you have to create a lot of service support. Value-based also less market risk. So value once created and supplied, customers will keep coming to you constantly, which is not the case with cost-based prices. Even if cost-based prices, you may be the lowest in the market, there is no guarantee that customers will keep coming to you always. So that's one important aspect. So as I mentioned to you, these four types of markets. Pure competition is a market where there are many buyers, but at the same time, there are many sellers, and therefore it's a very dynamic in nature. Monopolistic competition is you create a specific exclusivity for yourselves. So there may be more buyers. At the same time, there may be reasonable number of sellers, but each seller is trying to create a specific feature or a specific service support and thereby create a kind of a monopolistic situation either for a long time or maybe for a short time till competition adopts to it. And during that time, he tries to say capitalize by kind of utilizing that as a monopolistic situation. It may be that exclusive edition or special edition car that they bring out or dual tone, inside cushions and all which has been provided, etc. Now, such kind of thing or, car with, first time airbags for the co-passenger for a limited period of time. So you can create those things and you create an exclusivity for yourself. Oligopolistic competition is there are few sellers or there may be many sellers, as the case may be, but they are sensitive about each other's prices. Say airline or say in the hire taxi market, etc. They are all sensitive. In airline, there may be say limited number. In hire taxi market, there are many sellers also, service provider. But they are very sensitive about price that is prevailing in the market. The moment somebody drops it and he starts catching up, the others will also have to comply with it. Pure monopoly is like somebody who assumes a power. He knows that there are no other service provider or product and provider, etc. He is in a state where he can command the price. So that's the monopoly, pure monopoly. Now we come to nature of pricing. We have understood the types of pricing, that is cost-based, value, market, and even competitive. However, what we need to understand is the nature of pricing. That possibility, that's a different way to look at your pricing. The fixed and dynamic pricing, these are the two nature of pricing strategy. Fixed pricing is you decide that this is the price at which you will sell it to the customers. Customers come there, has a choice to either accept your product at that price or leave you. So that's the stage where you are. You are not going to get into negotiations and discussions, etc. It's not a business to business deal where such negotiations and all happen more. It's also not a brick and mortar sale for the same product where even on the retail counter, customers do ask, "Are yaar, kuch discount de do, I am your regular customer," and etc., etc., whatever. Or I am buying in large number, please give me something. So, but that is not possible in the internet online marketing if you adopt a fixed pricing as a strategy. In contrast, there is a dynamic pricing. Dynamic pricing, the name itself suggests that it changes with the time. Here the example of what has been given is a bidding. Now in the bidding, as you know, it's dynamic because the bidder when announces the minimum price at which this product is available for sale, there is the next seller, a buyer will quote something higher, the second buyer will quote something more. This will go on till there will be a stage where highest bidder, and there is nobody to bid, so the highest bidder gets the goods to take away. So this is constantly happening on many art forms, many other sites, etc., eBays and all, where the bidding and all kind of thing is allowed. So what you call is a dynamic pricing. So I'm not getting into a bidding related thing. What I want you to also explain today, dynamic pricing is becoming even in vogue for various applications. Now you look at the pricing of the radio taxi services, Ola, Uber, etc. search pricing. You all must have accepted this as a common occurrence. So search pricing is what? It's a concept of dynamic pricing. When there is less availability and there is more demand, they increase the price. So you have to pay higher to reach the same destination vis-a-vis probably what you pay in the morning or what you pay late night, etc. So that's the kind of a dynamic pricing. Even you look at all this Amazon, Flipkart or any other such online market, this thing, they also probably change their pricing depending on the pull that various price or various products are getting. So they are dynamically connected and they understand behind through a real-time database what is changing. So that demand supply, the moment they see the equation in their favor, they are able to change the prices. So that's the another aspect of dynamic pricing. Though in this presentation, only the bidding related this thing is considered to give you a better example. But now the life is that in the internet marketing, dynamic pricing is not only for the radio taxi service, even Amazon, Flipkart, but many other adopt to such dynamic pricing, which is changing pricing depending on the situation in their favor. If there is more demand, they change the pricing. Branding and segmented pricing. So we now move on to understand the role of brand in your pricing. Essentially, branding is, you are aware about, that's a unique recall ability that you create in the minds of your customer. So when I think about washing my tooth, teeth, and it is a Colgate that comes to my mind. Because right from my those kid days, I have used. Today, with a lot of hard change, we might have shifted the brand in other favor, but that's what the name comes. When it comes to soft drink, it's a Coca-Cola. When it comes to shaving experience, it's Gillette. So that's what the brand stands for. So challenge is whether you carry the same brand in the online or into create a separate brand line for you in the online market. That is one challenge. Information overload, availability of multiple channels, etc. In that also your brand has to stand out. So branding is a very critical aspect. It reduces the search effort by the consumers. So if consumer gets attuned to search you by the brand name, search engine optimization will become easy. Customer will get a very seamless experience. Customer will be able to find you better. Position can also be leveraged. Once your online branding starts leveraging for you, you probably can add in more lines to that. So that online this thing also will become a viable proposition with the same brand. You are invested in the brand, you are invested in the search engine to maximize your brand searches easily. Now you start adding lines to that. So that's another advantage that in a fast moving competitive marketplace, branding offers you. Electronic shopping experience, branding also creates what you can say a communication a proposition. You are able to communicate this very strongly about your brand in a less word with better creativity, etc. Market, the role of the brand symbol has asserted itself. Yes, easily rememberable logo is something that is clearly coming back. Earlier it was emphasized, but in the brick and mortar somewhere it started getting side spaced, etc. But in the online market again that has become so relevant. So Nike shoes, that tick mark, or Amazon the laughing space, etc., they all create that impression. So whenever you are like quickly looking at images or searching with a brand and this thing, this will get your attention, grab your attention. So that's another important point. Keyword search, I have already discussed that your brand name, if becomes popular, it becomes a critical keyword search and it is easy to get you searched. Segmentation, so now we come into the segmentation related pricing. Segmented pricing uses the internet properties of mass customization, automatically devising pricing based on order size and timing, demand and supply levels, and other present preset decisions. So segment, the beauty of being in an online marketplace is if you segment it right, if you target it right, you can create price points for the different product category and popularize only the right product category to the right target groups, etc. So you know that this target group, Young Turks, my daughter today is willing to pay. In the internet world, now what is essential is that when lakhs and millions of customers are searching for product, etc., your challenge is to get them as a lead in your funnel. Now in such cases, promotion is a driving force. So internet marketing probably may have to rely more on various promotional tools, promotional tricks, etc., to garner more attention, and then that attention converting into lead, and then your lead funnel, and then subsequent your promotion strategy, which converts the lead into actual customers and then retaining them. There's a quickly, if I have to give you an idea, the lead generation can be 50% off, 1+1 free, and those kind of thing that you see quickly, that compels you to look at that particular offer. So, and then you, when you go there, you are submitted your intent or form, that is, or you are given something free downloads, etc. So to get that free download, you have to at least enter your basic name, number, at the most email ID, and then they allow you to download a very important information. So those are the things which is trapped by you, then either followed by the telecall or followed by subsequent email or followed by subsequent input on your next digital visit, etc. Wherein then they tell you, buy 5,000 rupees worth and get 5,000 rupees worth this thing free. So that's how they get into converting you into customers, and having done that once, now they have a complete information about you. Then they try to see how you can be retained. Then they start monitoring you. That are you buying more groceries, or are you buying more house care items? Are you buying more skin care items? Are you buying more hair care items? Are you buying more women items? Are you buying more men items? Oh, there is a new purchase for the baby items. That means there is a baby at home. Then they start monitoring. Oh, you are buying more and more of baby items. So then they know that that is an artificial intelligence who does that task for you. So promotion, yes, plays a very crucial role. In short, I was just trying to give you that idea. Without getting too much into artificial intelligence, etc. I've given you this, even for the next one, you follow it up with the email. There are many others ways, telecalls, etc. Or download app, SMS immediately comes into the moment you submit your lead with the telephone number, etc. So you get immediately a notification that download our app, etc. So those are the ways. Zomato, you go anywhere on YouTube, etc. There are only one ad. 149 onwards, download the app today. So that's what they're the lead generation, this thing. So that's a promotional plank that they've used. Websites can provide nearly all the functionality of a traditional marketing communication, and it also can add a lot of other features to your promotional initiatives. The live advertising, that actual demonstration of the product, live testimony, etc. So that's the power of promotion on internet marketing. As compared to traditional company websites, static website versus dynamic website also play a very major role in putting promotion effectively. So that's what one need to know about your target market, how promotion related pricing can be one strategy of pricing to get the lead, convert lead, and later retain the lead. Because retain the lead, again, you will have to give exclusive pricing to that segment, who is buying regularly from you. Now you know that you must retain them. You must start offering value. Value can be exclusive prices, value can be additional service, etc. So that's what promotion stands for. Thank you.